Good morning. This is Agashwani Kohima. The morning news read by Jonas Yantan. The Assam Rifles have established the Subedar P.B. Chetri Girti Chakra Center of Excellence at Kaspani in Nagaland. According to the Assam Rifles, this full-time residential program will mentor and guide students over a 12-month period to prepare them for various competitive entrance exams, including those for engineering and medical fields, as well as other allied streams. The program, under the direction of the Director General Assam Rifles, will be implemented by the National Integrity and Educational Development Organization, an educational NGO, while the Inspector General Assam Rifles North will oversee the project's overall operations with funding support provided by Axis Bank. In this connection, a memorandum of understanding was signed yesterday under the aegis of DGAR at Kaspani, Nagaland. In his speech, Major General Manish Kumar emphasized Assam Rifles' efforts to empower the youth of the Northeast by providing them with value-based education and soft skills, leading to increased success and employment opportunities for underserved sections of the nation. Army Chief General Upendra Dewetti yesterday chaired a high-level meeting on the ongoing transformational initiatives by the Indian Army in its contribution towards achieving the objective of Viksit Bharat by 2047. The Ministry of Defence in a statement said that discussions were held around the reorganisation of Army Headquarters, Command Headquarters and other key formations to ensure optimal efficiency and operational readiness. The Indian Army's focus will be on modernization of all combat arms, combat support arms and the logistic units. Discussions were also held on enhancing joint operations and integration between the Army, Navy and the Air Force to face the future challenges of warfare. The Indian Army will look towards indigenization, supporting the domestic defense industry and facilitating India's position as a leading defense exporter. Nagaland Science Mission, NSM, under the Department of Science and Technology is creating a human resource database for Naga researchers, scientists and technologists in the field of science and technology. NSM said the main aim for this is to have better linkages, create a common platform for the indigenous Nagas working in various fields of science and technology to foster the scientific sustainable development in the state. It is also aimed to acknowledge and facilitate the achievement of Nagas for their contribution to science and technology in India and abroad. With these broad objectives, Naga researchers, scientists and technologists working in various fields of science have been requested to register with NSM by submitting the latest resume with photographs to nsm.nagaland@gmail.com on or before 31st of October. Officer trainees of 2023 batch of Indian Foreign Service yesterday called on President Draupadi Murmu at the Rashtra Pati Bhavan. The President reminded the officers that they represent not only the government of India, but the 1.4 billion Indians and their hopes and aspirations. She also added that a good diplomat needs to be a good communicator and a strategic thinker. The President also advised them to learn as many languages as possible and embrace new culture, people and technology. And in weather, Nagaland State Disaster Management Authority, NSDMA, has issued weather alert warning of heavy rainfall and thunderstorm across the state for the coming days. According to NSDMA, almost all districts in Nagaland will experience cloudy skies with heavy rainfall until 25th of this month. The districts expected to be most affected by heavy rainfall include Kohima, Dwensang, Mukokchung, Mon, Kifre, Zunupudo, Pek and Beren. NSDMA has advised residents in these areas to take necessary precautions and exercise caution against lightning strikes and gale force winds, which may cause disruptions in communication and connectivity. NSDMA also warned of potential for excessive precipitation in the hill sectors, which could lead to waterlogging and flash floods in Nagaland's lowland and foothill regions. Areas at particular risk include Dimapur, Newland, Jumkedima, Pandari, Bangdi, Dizit and Tuli. In the light of these conditions, NSTMA has urged the public to exercise caution to avoid any eventualities during this period. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.